Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A Plymouth County judge is looking to wrap up testimony by tomorrow in the involuntary manslaughter trial of three former correction officers accused of causing the death of a psychiatric patient at Bridgewater State Hospital. The trial comes more than 8 years after the patient's death and after the local district attorney had said no criminal charges were warranted. WBUR's David Boeri went along yesterday as those involved in this case visited Bridgewater State Hospital.
Joshua Messier was a 23-year-old man with a history of paranoid schizophrenia. He heard voices, and he often acted on those voices. He often struck medical staffers. And in 2005, he was sent for evaluation to the Bridgewater State Hospital, which resembled a prison more than a hospital. It came with concertina wire and corrections officers untrained in dealing with the mentally ill, until the Messier case led to a complete overhaul. As a couple of current security officers came and shook their hands, the three defendants, Derek Howard, John Raposo, and George Bilodeau, walked across the hospital quad along with their attorneys, the judge, and the special prosecutor. They headed to the intensive treatment unit in the so-called restraint room. Their destination, cell 13. There was a hush when they arrived. It's where corrections officers escorted, dragged, and carried Joshua Messier on May 4th, 2009, after he assaulted one of the officers. Special Prosecutor Martin Murphy noted that Messier had just said goodbye to his visiting mother.
18 minutes later, he was dead, lying face up, naked, covered only by a blanket, strapped to a restraint bed, by his wrists and ankles.
Judge, I'd like to point out the angle of the camera up in the corner was the vantage point of the video.
Though grainy and dark, the video, which you can see on our website, shows seven correction officers trying to place Messier in a four-point restraint, tying his ankles and wrists to the bed. As Messier resists, the tiny 7-by-11-foot cell comes to resemble a pile-up on a fumble at the line of scrimmage. And Messier is at the bottom, says the prosecutor, Martin Murphy.
He is effectively in the shape of a clamshell with his back and torso and abdomen and stomach pressed against his legs for 54 full seconds.
It's called suitcasing. And in the video, the prosecutor says, Messier never moves again. His death is suggested by the apparent ragdoll flop of his head before the medical staff's delayed response. The men are charged with involuntary manslaughter and civil rights violations. But their attorneys say the officer's use of force that night was reasonable. The patient assaulted a staff member. That posed an emergency. The nurse in charge signed the four-point restraint order, and Messier was not compliant. And this was de facto policy at Bridgewater, says attorney Edward Harrington.
That individual is going to be four-pointed, regardless if he calms down momentarily. The officers were trained to do it as quickly as they can, and once you start, you don't stop.
Attorney Hugh Curran for defendant George Bilodeau points blame on the Department of Corrections itself.
There was no training on four-point restraints. There was no training on the identifying mental health issues.
One line of the defense is the defendants are being scapegoated. What is striking is that in 2010, the District Attorney of Plymouth County, Timothy Cruz, decided not to prosecute the men, citing insufficient evidence. Then, 5 years later, after the Boston Globe spotlight uncovered the story and highlighted the medical examiner's ruling that Messier's death was a homicide, the attorney general appointed a special prosecutor. The men were both fired and indicted. Politics charged the attorneys. Yet there is the video. The video that ends with the paranoid schizophrenic man leaving the hospital's intensive treatment unit as a corpse. and the prosecutor's last opening point to the judge, beyond his assertion that the guards violated law, policy, and regulations, Murphy argues that anyone, even untrained, would have recognized the gravity of the danger and manhandling Messier the way the video appears to show they did. Testimony is expected through Friday, including that of Messier's mother. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.